Carolers' voices grew louder as Pearl crossed the road, but none belonged to members of the church choir, who would gather in a few days' time around the dressed tree on St. Alfred's front lawn. Nor were they the voices of churchgoers, who would assemble on Christmas Eve for midnight mass. Instead, Pearl noticed that a bunch of enterprising kids had parked themselves at the front of the playhouse, a school berry on the pavement, as they busked their own casual rendition of Silent Night. The plaintive lyrics found their way straight to Pearl's heart, reminding her of other Christmases from her childhood, as well as memories she would always treasure of her own child's wonder at a Christmas morning. It seemed impossible to believe that nearly two decades had passed since Charlie's birth, but soon, in a few days' time, he would be returning home from a working holiday in Berlin, part of his gap year from university. Pearl had yet to buy her son's Christmas present, torn between splashing out on a much-needed winter jacket or a piece of technology. She suspected Charlie would sooner put up with the cold than be frozen out by the shame of not having access to the latest apps.